Surprise, movie lovers. We are very happy to bring you this small little extra clip a week after our normally published episode for June. This is a portion of our conversation with our friend Sarah that we had cut out just because we thought that it didn't fit as much with the rest of the conversation we were having. But we did want to share it with you and thought it was important enough to include on its own. So while it's not enough for a full episode, we wanted to include this and share it with you all. And we hope you enjoy our thoughts where we discuss sexuality and loving people with different versions of that. So happy Pride Month to everyone. Thank you all for listening and hope you enjoy.
In love with movies, in love with movies.
With Danny and Nick.
Da-da-da.
Awesome.
Thank you. As part of starting to transition, I feel like given that we are releasing this in our June episode, I think we'd be remiss not to at least talk about also our collective love for people who are different from us in terms of their sexuality. So we are all three straight people, but we have queer friends, and this is Pride Month, and we celebrate Pride Month. Danielle happens to be wearing a rainbow t-shirt right now that has all of the names of the Queer Eye, the Fab Five, because we love that too. So I just wanted us to maybe, because I have a story that comes to mind, but I thought this might be an interesting question to at least discuss that and talking about the otherness and the love and things of that. If any of you have sort of your first memory of being aware of sort of the idea that there are people not attracted to, the opposite sex, and how you've come to love that fact of people, I guess. Any ideas or stories? Or I can share mine while you guys kind of just sprung this on you.
No, I mean, my earlier years were in San Francisco, so my mom had queer friends.
Sure.
And we loved her queer friends. And we did not know at the time that what queer meant or that it was a different sexuality. We just knew that my mom's friend Jean had a partner. And that was it, you know, and that was fine. Like we didn't question it. And my mom, I think because my mom loved and supports everyone, she showed us through her eyes that everyone is in fact equal. And so I only have ever looked at people as equal. But I don't think it was until I got older and started educating myself on how they were not considered equal in policies and in laws and in society that it was like, oh, but this is, it's different because they're not treated the same way and they should be. So yeah, that's my experience with it.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm gonna actually bring it back to that at the end because you said something, Sarah. Well, you always say things that inspire me. But my experience is I grew up in a very, like, everyone was the same color and had the same beliefs and had like the same socioeconomic status, like a very privileged white suburbia, and people didn't talk about things that were different than them. Like, we never talked about like what it was like to be gay or, you know, to be of a different color because there were so few people that were. And that I know now that that's not true. It was just a lot of my gay friends never came out because they didn't feel like that was an environment that they could. But I remember one of my best friends, and I'm still pretty close with him now, junior year, we were like goofing around. We always used to say we were going to get married. Like, we loved each other so much. We used to like go down blocks and pick out houses and stuff. And like, I remember he just like one day at our cast party for one of our musicals was just like, hey, I got to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And it seemed like so important that we like left the party and what was happening. And he told me that he was gay. And I think I remember feeling sad at first because I really did love him. And I felt that, like, you know, we thought we were supposed to be together. And then after that 30 seconds of like sadness, I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. And I'm so happy that like you are able to first of all, trust me enough in an environment that we live in to share that with me. it also makes so much sense. And I'm like, it's not going to change my friendship with you. It's not going to do anything to change our past or anything. And so, I don't know. And I never thought of it as wrong or bad. I just thought of it as maybe new because it wasn't something that we talked about all the time. And then I went to college. I went to a very, very diverse college, and I loved that. I love being in a place where I am not like everyone else. I think that's so important for everybody, no matter who you are, what you look like what your beliefs are. Go out and put yourself in a place where you are not the majority, and learn from the other people who are speaking and who are around, because you're never going to learn and grow unless you're in an environment where everyone is a different color or a different identity or whatever it is. You're never going to grow in the same rich white suburbia, you know? Yeah, that's kind of my experience.
I love that story. And I think I've heard it from you before, I'm sure. But I think to me, one of the things that all three of our points are going to articulate is we've been blessed in that we grew up in a place where we had some sort of experience that was formative relatively early in our lives, where something happened where there were just people around that we loved, and we didn't sort of, we had already a deep love for them before their quote unquote otherness, you know, became aware to us. And that makes it a lot easier to sort of stomach that, as opposed to people who've lived in the world, either not knowing genuinely anyone who has that otherness, whether it's color of skin or sexuality, whatever it is. Or just not being aware. Like, they might know someone, you know, of different sexuality, but they just don't know that they have that. And then it takes time before they even go into it. And I think to me, it's important to love the people who are different in that regard too. Like, to not just demonize and give them no experience or no slack, I guess. Like, it's not okay to just accept it if somebody's like, well, I don't know anyone like that, therefore I don't believe it's okay. Like, you want to help them see that it is not only okay, it should be embraced and should be loved, all the differences, but also sort of being understanding that, like, not everyone's had the experience where they encountered that early in their lives. So the example I can think of that I was going to say is, I can remember there was a group of young kids, you know, parents had what we called the Sunday crew of family that would come over. A lot of them were coming after church. My family didn't go to church, so that wasn't the case, but all these kids around my age. And then somewhere along the lines, one of these particular kids' fathers, like, stopped coming around as often with the mother and daughter. And to the point where I think, I don't remember the exact experience, but my brother and I started asking her, my mom decided she felt she needed to share that this particular person was going to be divorcing from their wife. And then the circumstances of the divorce were this individual had decided that they identified as a woman, even though they were born a man, and that they also had not wanted to divorce. They wanted to stay with their wife in a queer relationship. But that wife had, you know, come to the conclusion that no, she married a man. She wanted to be with a man. And that being, I think, the first experience I can remember of experiencing divorce, the first experience I can remember of any kind of homosexuality, and the first experience being, like, queer. And it was just, like, all at once. And the conversation I'm very grateful that my mother had with us being around the lines of, you know, there are going to be people that are going to be talking badly about your friend, the girl, because of what's going on. There are people who will judge her and judge her family because of the fact that her father has, you know, made this choice. And my mom making sure, and I remember her even saying, like, I want you to make sure you're looking out for her. And, like, you guys need to not let people talk down to her. You need to not let people make fun of her, insult her, etc. Like, her father is just a human being who made a choice. He's perfectly, you know, whatever, accepting, etc. and so forth. And just, I'm very grateful that I was taught early on that is just, it takes all, you know, kinds, you know, there's, like, different shades within all of the human experience, and all of them should be loved. So,
yeah, all right. I was going to say, sorry, just to wrap it up. But, like, what Sarah said earlier is, it's just like, it was your mom taught you, and Nick, your mom taught you, and my parents and my grandparents taught me, like, the norm is that you should just love everyone. And I think that's why we all, and I don't want to, you know, toot our own horns, but I know that we're pretty accepting people, just because, like, we live our lives on the basis of love rather than fear or hate. And I think and I can't speak for other people, but like, I'm so happy that this movement is happening and things are starting to change. And I just hope that we continue to move forward in just like loving everyone rather than hating them for their differences. And it's, if the world kept just loving no matter what, because why does it matter? Truly, why does it matter? The world would just be a better place.
So movie lovers, our listeners, if you're hearing this, take your love of movies and try to port that to every person you see on the streets, regardless of their beliefs, their lifestyle, their anything. Yes.
In love with movies. Da da da.
All right, that's that extra clip that we had for you all, movie lovers. We really appreciate you giving a listen. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording it. Please remember to follow us, share us on social media, share us with your friends, rate us on whatever app or follow us on there, subscribe, and all of that helps us in different algorithms so that more people enjoy us. And if you like the show, then please, you know, share it with somebody you think that might enjoy it with you. We really appreciate your time. Happy Pride Month, Black Lives Matter. We love you all, and we will see you next month.
Follow us on Twitter at iWithMovies, Facebook at facebook.com/withmoviesinlove, and Instagram at inlove_withmovies.
You can email us questions or love topics that you want us to talk about at withmoviesinlove, all one word, at gmail.com. That's withmoviesinlove@gmail.com. We really do want to hear from you. Any original music on this podcast is written by Danny Smith.
And the podcast is produced and edited by my husband, Nick Baldwin.